Well, the holidays are in full swing. There's some new CDs to hand, so what could be better than to sit back and enjoy Organ First Radio? I'm Alan Ashton. Welcome to the show. Firstly, thank you for all the emails about last month's show and the music of Klaus Funderlich. And don't forget, of course, to have a look at our web pages and read the details of the new double CD of his that's just been released. In the meantime, here's the ever-popular Penny Whedon with a catchy little number played on the Yamaha EL900, The March of the Royal Guards. Of the Royal Guards, composed back in 1923 by Hazel Gilbert, played there by Penny Whedon on Yamaha EL900. With one or two new CDs to hand, let's journey back in time to the 60s, when organist George Blackmore was very much in demand, not only for broadcasts, but organ demonstrations and theatre organ concerts. One such occasion has been captured on tape and has been issued by Ken Meller of OK Rowland Productions. I love that name, OK Rowland Productions. Anyway, so, OK, let's roll 'em with the sound of the former Granada Bedford Wurlitzer, a 3-manual 8-rank installation back in 1966 with Green Sleeves and Moon River.
Thank you.
Greensleeves and Moon River, played there by George Blackmore when the Wurlitzer was in the Granada Cinema in Bedford. In later years, it ended up in the northeast of the country at the James Finnegan Hall in Eston, but sadly in April this year, the group that had lovingly cared and maintained the Wurlitzer had to reluctantly stage their final concert due to the future uncertainty of the venue, although there are rumours that the organ might remain in the Teesside area. As they say, watch this space. As mentioned in the intro to that last item, George Blackmore was often called upon to demonstrate organs. Back then, he was often associated with Hammond. So from a 1968 LP that he made, which features the then flagship X66 model, this is George with the Georgian Rumba. Georgian Rumba. And interesting to note, the drawbar settings that George used in that recording on the X66, especially as he had to create a harpsichord sound by the use of the banjo stop. Today's organists, of course, have it so much easier because they have at their fingertips sampled sounds of just about every instrument made. And that's certainly true in the case of our next artist, John Kyphin. John was brought to my notice by a listener to the programme, and when I first featured his playing, I did rather hope that one day his recordings would be more widely available. And that is now the case, because his latest CD is now in the ever-expanding MSS catalogue. John is using the Tyros 2 for his themed release titled A French Connection. What I also like about this release is the eye-catching sleeve design, which you'll see on the video screen shortly. A case of less is more. Anyway, to the music, which, like I say, is all French-themed, and what nicer way to revive memories of a true French icon such as Edith Piaf with this famous number.
Thank you.
Hymn à l'amour, taken from John Kaifin's new CD, A French Connection. And at the risk of repeating myself, I always enjoy releases with a theme running through them, as I find that the artists tend to put more thought into them, and certainly that is the case here. I've already got another track lined up for later in the show, but in the meantime, why not check out the complete track listings on our web page, because French was something they never taught me in the schools that I went to in my youth, so I'm certainly not going to try my hand at pronouncing all of them. Earlier I featured the Wurlitzer that used to be in the Granada Bedford and until recent times installed in the James Finnegan Hall in Eston. One of several organists to record it was the late Arnold Loxham, so here he is with a couple of tunes that are doubly appropriate for both artist and organ. Remember Me and Thanks for the Memory. Remember Me and Thanks for the Memory, and some musical memories there of one of the great characters in the organ world, the late and great Dr. Arnold Loxham, recorded there in 2002 on the Wurlitzer owned by the Northeast Theatre Organ Society. I was talking with a fellow organ enthusiast the other day, and we both commented on the fact that years ago you could almost instantly tell who it was playing, and even the organ at which they were seated, before the BBC announcer had actually identified it. But even with those pipe organs that are still playable today, it is a lot harder to do so. But go back to the days of daily organ broadcasts, and this sound could only mean 30 minutes of sheer musical enjoyment. See if you can recall who it might be. Thank you. A lively tarantella, played by the inimitable Stanley Tudor on the instantly recognisable Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer. Funny how things go in threes, because during the past couple of months I've had the pleasure of going to concerts by three organists that I've worked with on a number of occasions. One English, one German and one Dutch. The Englishman, or Devonian to be precise, was Trevor Bolshaw, who I caught up with at Dingle's Fairground Heritage, where they have the former organ from the State Cinema in Dartford. It's a much-travelled instrument, but by now seems more certain of a permanent home at Dingle's, where they've also all kinds of fairground rides and attractions. As yet, the Compton is playing as a virtual pipe organ via a computer program, whilst the business of installing the pipework progresses. So, no recording of it as yet, but from a recent CD which features several organs that Trevor Bolshaw has recorded over the years, here he is at the former Granada Studio Tours Wurlitzer, that's the one you've just heard, when it was moved across to the Granada Studio Tours for a very short space of time, and this is the delightful Tango for a Ballerina. Trevor Bolshaw and Tango for a Ballerina, which brings me neatly to the second organist I had the pleasure of being in the company of again. Often known as the ballerina of the organ, it was of course Claudia Hirschfeld, who was on a short UK tour. Nowadays she plays the Roland Atelier AT900C, and from her latest and first ever recording on this organ, this is the title track, one of her own compositions called Colours. We'll be right back. the lovely Claudia Hirschfeld and her title track from her new CD, Colours. The last organist I had the pleasure of hearing in concert was the ever-ebullient Dutchman Dirk-Jan Ranzijn. His concert was wonderful, full of laughter, superb musicianship, a programme of ever-changing, colourful musical contrasts, absolutely ruined by the way this famous international artist was introduced to the largest number of people I've ever seen at the venue for several years. Half the audience were at an organ concert for the very first time, yet the two people who did the introductions, and I hesitate to call them compares, gave no background information on this artist, apart from the fact that he was Dutch, which in view of his name didn't take a lot of working out anyway. The introduction to the second half of the concert was even worse. A guy walked on stage, gave the name of the organist, and walked off. Who did he think was going to appear? In all my years connected with the organ world, this was one of the most ignorant and outrageous introductions it's ever been my misfortune to witness. But Dirk, being the trooper he is, took it all in his stride and played his heart out with music such as this. track taken from the new CD by Dirk-Jan Ranzine. The track, of course, was On a Slow Boat to China, and I was just 12 years of age when that first came on the radio, or wireless as it was in those days. It was one of those songs that you never forget the words, and one that has been recorded and updated by so many of today's top artists, everyone from Sammy Davis Jr. to Miss Piggy of The Muppet Show, and dressed up there by Dirk-Jan Ranzine. Back now to the second of the new theatre organ releases on the OK Rollam label, which is the personal baby, so to speak, of Ken Mellor, who's been part of the organ recording world for more years than you could shake a stick at. Like a lot of people back in the 60s, Ken invested in reel-to-reel tape machines, and whenever the opportunity presented itself, would record organ club concerts in cinemas up and down the country. On this occasion, in the company of another amateur tape recordist, Len Brumpton, they set up their mics in the Ritz Cinema in Barnsley to record the return to the Ritz, not only of resident organist Trevor Willits, but the playing condition of the Wurlitzer. Here, then, is the finale to the show in 1966, with Trevor taking the console down with a typical eclectic medley of tunes. Thank you. World is Waiting for the Sunrise, a Galopade and Posthorn Gallop, and finally the Can-Can. Trevor Willits at the Ritz Barnsley in the mid-60s. And you can get full details of this and the George Blackmore CD, which I played earlier, from our website. Each one has a potted history of the artists and the cinemas, which I was privileged to write. Back now to another name that I remember very well from my younger days, that of French vocalist Marie Mathieu. I recall hearing her hauntingly beautiful voice again on the wireless, and was so pleased to hear one of the songs that she'll be forever associated with is included on John Kaifin's CD, A French Connection, which is all performed on the Tyros 2 with drums and bass. An Einen Sonntag in Avignon. Sonntag in Avignon, or in your actual English, A Sunday in Avignon, played there by John Kaifin and being just one of 14 French tunes on his latest CD. A good all-round CD from the playing, content and the marketing angles. And the very same comments that I'd also apply to the latest release from Dirk-Jan Ranzine, who's going to end the show this month, but not before one last theatre organ item. In the heyday of theatre organ interludes and broadcasts, all English organists adopted signature tunes, and one that organist Trevor Willits used for a number of years, and of which there was a brief extract on the Ritz Barnsley CD, was Musetta's Waltz from Puccini's opera La Bohème. One of my favourite recordings of it is this next one, which we're about to hear played by Ron Rode on the 4-manual 27-rank Robert Morton organ, which is installed in the Kansas City Music Hall.
Thank you.
Musetta's Waltz, beautifully played there by Ron Rode, on the 4-manual 27-ranked Robert Morton organ, which is in the Kansas City Music Hall. Some more beautiful playing now, because, as promised, this is another track from Dirk-Jan Ranzine's latest CD, which has the title Dance of the Northern Lights. Full details are, as usual, on our video screen, and here's Dirk to play Just a Simple Love Song.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.